听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, Entertainment. 1. Let's take a vacation. Introduction. A. Americans are very mobile, and travel is very popular for many people. In America, when people take a vacation, they often drive a car. Some families travel far within their home state once a year during vacations. Some would even go abroad for a change if they have time.
B.Instead of Chinese summer vacation and winter vacation, Americans have 2 or 3 weeks off from work specifically for vacations. They may choose to take 3 one-week vacations depending on the workplace.
C. American children have the entire summer months, June, July, and August, for vacation from school. They also have Christmas to New Year's, Easter, and Thanksgiving holidays.
D.American vacations are usually longer than 4 days. Otherwise, they are considered weekend getaways.
Sample sentences. 1. I'd like to buy a timetable.
2. I want an upper berth in the sleeping car.
3. I'd like to leave my luggage, please.
4. Is this the platform for the train to Shanghai?
5. How long does a slow train take to get there?
6.I'd like to take a short cruise of the harbor.
7. Can I hire a rowing boat? There are 2 of us. I'd like it for 1 hour. What's the charge per hour?
8. Can you recommend a sightseeing tour?
9. I'd like to hire an English-speaking private guide for half a day.
10. Is there a reduction for children?
11. What's the rate for excess baggage?
12. I'd like a single ticket to Los Angeles.
13. The bus to Boston leaves on the half hour.
14. I usually stay home on my day off.
15. I wish I could start my summer vacation early. Conversations. 1.
Anita, I've been here only 3 days and you're leaving already.
Just for a few weeks. I need this vacation. You'll be all right.You know the project we're working on, and you're a good scientist. Don't worry. I'll be back as soon as I spend or gamble all my money.
Gambling? Where?
Las Vegas. I find gambling relaxing. I don't take it seriously the way some people do. Besides, I love the shows and the all-night atmosphere of the town. The casinos never close, you know.
If you gamble all night, you'll run out of money in a few days.
Good afternoon, Dr. Green.I just finished showing Robert the ropes around here.
That's good. He'll be able to keep the project going in your absence. Where are you going on your vacation?
I'm going to Nevada to relax. The desert is a good place to get away from the stress of work.
Enjoy yourself. We'll see you when you get back. 2. Hi, my name is Ted. What's yours?
What?
I said, I'm Ted. Who are you?
Huh? Oh, my name is Laura.
Do you come here often, Laura?
Huh? I can't hear you. The music's too loud.
Let's go outside and talk. So, Laura, do you come here often?
Hold on. My ears are still ringing from the music. What was it you asked me?
I asked if you come here often.
Sometimes. Usually once every few weeks. Do you?
No, this is my first time here.
I usually come with a group of friends. We dance a little, have a few drinks, and just have a good time.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.My friends dragged me here because they think I spend too much time studying.
That's good. It's good to hit the books, but you need to get out once in a while.
I guess so, but the music is too loud. I don't mind getting out and meeting people, but next time I'll do it in the park.
3.
Hi, Anna. I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been?
I've been away on holidays for some time.
No wonder I haven't seen you recently. Where did you spend your holidays?
I went with my husband.Our first stop was Bangkok. We stayed there for 5 days. Then we flew to Hong Kong, stop over for 3 days. Our last stop was China. We visited the Great Wall.
You must have had a wonderful time.
Yes, we enjoyed ourselves very much. Have you traveled much, Luke?
No, my wife doesn't like traveling. We haven't been traveling for more than 10 years. The first time we traveled together was in 1978, when we just got married. We spent our honeymoon in the Alps.
Oh, I see. Yeah, some people like traveling, some don't. My husband didn't like traveling at first either. He said, what's the use of traveling? A waste of money and a waste of time. At last I got him on the move. After all, he loves me. We went to Bali, Indonesia, one of the most beautiful places in the world. That trip left a very deep impression on him. Since then, whenever we have holidays and money, we like to patronize the travel agency. Isn't it a bit dull to shut yourself in one place all your life?
I know that. But at present, we just can't arrange time for traveling. The kids are still young. The eldest one is in middle school. The second one is in primary school. And the youngest one is still in kindergarten. Besides, my wife is very busy with her doctorate.
Life must be a bit hard for you at present. But don't worry. You'll certainly be better off when the kids are grown up. Then you'll have more time to travel, and your wife will change her mind, too.
I hope so. 4. Lily, let's take a vacation.
George, how can we? Vacations cost money, and this month we don't have much money left after paying the rent.
Well, Lily, we can visit different places in the state in our van. We are not going to take a plane or stay at a hotel this time. Trust me, it won't cost much.
Where will we sleep then?
In the van.
What about other expenses?
Let's see. Gas, food, recreation. We won't spend much. Come on, don't hesitate. We need to get out of the house once in a while. We have been working hard, haven't we?
Maybe you're right. When do you plan to go?
The sooner the better. I can't wait.
Oh, I don't know where we're going yet.
As long as we're going, you can decide where to go. I trust your judgment. I know you miss Chinese food, so we can eat at a Chinese restaurant this time.
Let's go to Chicago. We can have lunch in Chinatown. Then we can go to a ball game at Wrigley Field.
You have such good ideas.
Words and expressions. 1. Casino.
2. Drag.
3. Hit.
4. Bangkok.
5. On the move.
6. Indonesia.
7. Patronize.
8. Doctorate.
9. Better off.
10. Van.
11. Recreation.
12. Judgment.